Hacker Public Radio Newscast. Hello and welcome to HBR listeners to another short episode on news about surrounding the GNU/Linux world, the free and open source world, and frankly anything I find of interest. I'm your host, Phoenix. First up, Gmail announces multiple attachment upload capabilities to its email service. On February the 25th, users may have noticed that they now can upload multiple attachments rather than one at a time as before. Over in the UK, British Telecom has begun its firmware upgrade to all of its business customers. The upgrade marked attention due to it enabling its BT OpenZone service. The upgrade in a nutshell adds a second access point to the business hub that OpenZone users can connect to. It has been enabled by default for 20,000 business customers, and a further 200,000 business customers will be upgraded over the next few months. Many claims of BT in essence charging twice for the same bandwidth have been heard, once to the BT business customer and again to the OpenZone customer. The two AP points do share the same bandwidth. Customers do have the option of turning it off, however many customers are wondering exactly how to do this. My advice would be to call BT Technical Help Desk on 0800 800 154, that's 0800 800 154, and ask them to show you how to turn it off. The other point that I may be wrong about here, but I also think that the OpenZone AP is protected by the same weak WEP 64-bit key as the BT Business customer's wireless router. So in theory, hackers could attack the OpenZone wireless network and gain the WEP key to both. Also in the UK, UFO hacker Gary McKinnon once again had his hopes dashed by the British prosecutors over his extradition to the US to answer charges of hacking. The UK prosecutors decided that there was not enough evidence to support a conviction in the UK, even though his defence team had sent a signed confession from McKinnon himself. And like many other British citizens, are wondering why a signed confession isn't enough to guarantee a conviction in the UK. However, I am sure that there will be a suitably complicated answer to that by the Crown Prosecution Service. McKinnon's four-year fight against extradition has seen widespread support for him to be tried under UK law. Included in his backers is eight British MPs and the London Mayor Boris Johnson, with pleas that any prison time given to McKinnon should be served in a UK jail where at least his family could visit him. His case has also picked up a lot of support due to his recent diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome, and many autism experts are arguing that he shouldn't be serving any jail time anywhere. A judicial review has been scheduled for some time in March. For more information on the case and the circumstances relating to it, then you can visit www.freegary.org.uk. That's www.freegary.org.uk. TomTom are in the brown stuff again, but this time it's Microsoft who are after them. The sat-nav makers have had a patent infringement case filed against them in the US District Court in Washington. It is alleged that TomTom have been using Microsoft's fat long filename patent without license, and have refused to sit down with Microsoft to negotiate a settlement. For those of you that can remember, in October 2004, TomTom were in trouble with the GPL violations project, and in the end made its modifications to the Linux kernel public. And finally, hacking scholarships announced by the EC Council. The EC Council announced on 28th of February that it will be donating $100,000 to help in the fight against cybercrime. The US Council are well known in the security industry for their certification products, such as the Certified Ethical Hacking Qualification and the Computer Hacking Forensic Investigator Qualification. The president and co-founder of the EC Council said, "While the nuclear arms race is a logical threat, it is limited to nations and certain organizations that possess the technology and the massive resources. The cyber arms race is open to anyone and everyone that possesses the right knowledge. Therefore, we must empower cyber defenders to stop the escalation of cyber terrorism. And we hope that this action of the EC Council will also be a timely way of investing in the future of young leaders that will be pioneers to defend the nations globally through the new frontiers." For more information on the scholarship, visit www.eccouncil.org/secureaid. That's eccouncil.org/secureaid. The closing date for the applications is June 30th, 2009. It is also worth noting that the fund can be used for other qualifications outwith the EC Council structure, such as CISSP, CISM, and CISA events. As usual, if anyone wants the user group meetings or events announced, or if you have a story you want me to mention, then please drop me a line at phoenix@thelinuxsociety.org.uk. That's phoenix@thelinuxsociety.org.uk. I have one event for you this week, the UK's Unix and Open Source System Users Group, UKUUG's annual Large Installation System Administration Conference, is going to be held at Park Crescent Conference Centre, London, the 24th to 26th of March. For more information on the event, you can visit www.ukuug.org/events/spring2009. That was www.ukuug.org/events/spring2009. I would also like to give a shout out to these people this week: Zero Signal, Nightwise, and 330. Thank you for all your kind words. They were gratefully accepted. That's all. I hope you've enjoyed listening, and I'll catch you all again soon on Hacker Public Radio.